Good morning from a walk in Ireland, a walk down the road from where I live, and I'm walking through wet leaves from beech trees that are various shades of brown and yellow. There's a tributary of the River Lee on my right hand side, and there are loads of nettles on my left hand side, and above them there are brambles, blackberry, I was going to say bushes, but they're blackberry, where blackberries grow. Don't know if you're able to hear the walk. If you are, that was my dog, Louis, just walking past me. I've been recording seven days already. The voice of poets reading their work. If I remember rightly, I've played and also read myself poetry by Yeats, poetry by William Carlos Williams, and it's terrible, I'm trying to remember who else I've recorded. Oh yes, I Must Go Down to the Seas Again by John Masefield, and okay, I won't delay by trying to remember the other ones, but the whole purpose of recording them was to have an experience of, on the one hand, reading the poem, perhaps even reading it to myself, sharing it with the people who might be interested in hearing the voice, the original voice of the poets, but also experiencing myself reading the poems. Because an experience that it is leads to some reflections, or can lead to some reflections, can leave an impact on a person. Has an experience, and that experience will have some class of an impact, and often it isn't clear for some time what impact that exactly that has had. So here I am, only 7 days after reading Yeats, I think was the first one, and I'm and all those seven poets that I've been reading. One thing I have experienced has been reading them more than once, and the second time I've read the poem, I have imitated a technique that I greatly admire, which I heard first from David White, W-H-Y-T-E, who a poet and thinker and writer and runner of gatherings, and a person who walks on the land, in not just in Ireland but in other places, leading groups of people. Highly recommend him if you just want to check him out. But the technique involves reading the poem and pausing as the reading goes along in order to repeat certain lines. I have greatly valued the repeated lines which David White has given when he's been reading poetry, because they have given time for the poem to sink in. By the way, I think many people who read poetry out loud read it too quickly for me, because for the poem to sink in, and even for the individual lines and words of the poem to sink in. It's been a joy doing this, so I could say that, you know, the first thing about my experience has been that it's given me satisfaction, and there's a lot to be said for experiencing satisfaction, and certainly I think of the Rolling Stones, I can't get no satisfaction. I can't remember all the words, but never mind. But satisfaction is definitely something that I would say you and everybody else in the world values having. You only have to ask people, how much do you like being dissatisfied? And you'd get a variety of words. Some people would actually look at you as if you'd got two heads if you asked them that kind of question, because they would say it's immediately obvious from the use of the word dissatisfaction, and almost as if, you know, there is a feeling, as there is, called satisfaction, alongside joy and being happy and being angry and being mad, all of those things. Being there we are, yes. This is the sound of rushing water. In a way, I'm doing what Simon does. He doesn't have rushing water, but I've been walking through a wood. Otherwise, I am reflecting on a couple of the poems which I haven't known before, and I'm particularly struck by the poem by William Carlos Williams, which is could be written as a single line, but that's not how it was presented. So the thought that how the poem is presented on the page may make a huge difference to how the poem is experienced. One single line can have an influence, and I believe that in Japanese poetry, haikus are written, traditional haikus have been written in one line. There we are, that's enough. First reflections on having had a week of reading poetry. I'll continue it next week. That's my last reflection. P.S. The Simon that I referred to is S.M.T.N. I realise that there could be some confusion there. SMTN, and he and I have been friends for an enormous number of years, and both active podcasters. And when I, oh yes, the PPPS is that when I talk about reading, I mean reading out loud. I've been recording myself reading out loud after playing the recording of the poet reading their work out loud.